Welcome to the Hartshill Hayes Country Park Woodland Walk. From the end of the car park, walk through the gate and turn right down the hill. After about 50 yards, you'll see a gate on the right. Head through here and approximately 150 yards into the woodland, you'll see waymarker post number 1 on your left-hand side, bearing the audio trail symbol. After each audio segment, you'll hear this sound. This is a signal for you to pause the audio player. You can then press play again when you reach the next numbered waymarker post.
Starting at waymarker post number 1, and immediately on the left, there is an area that was clear felled in 2008. This consists mainly of larch and red oak. Clear felling is the removal of all trees from an area. This allows for natural regeneration of dormant seeds to take place. As you reach waymarker post number 2, this shows an area to the left that was thinned in 2006. Thinning is the removal of a proportion of trees in a crop. It is usually practiced in order to provide more growing space for the remaining trees. Approaching post number 3, looking straight ahead, we see the value of a graded woodland edge and how valuable it is for enriching and retaining wildlife. The path then turns sharp right, passing the pond, which was created in 1988, allowing for further diversity to the woodland. Waymarker post number 4 directs you left at the fork. Look for the rowan trees, which are at the best in autumn, when its abundant clusters of berries stand out bright against the land. In the north and west of Scotland, where it grows in great profusion, it is known as the Lady of the Mountains. At waymarker post number 5, Scots pines can now be seen. The needles of these trees were infused into hot water and used as a cure for headaches and hangovers. Telegraph poles were also produced. At waymarker post number 6, the path climbs slowly to the right. The most impressive memorial of past civilization can be seen to the left of waymarker post number 7. The remnants of the old grass rampart and ditch of an Iron Age hill fort. At waymarker post number 8, to the left, just behind the holly, a wild service tree can be seen. This tree is a mature tree and is also known as the checker tree because of its patchwork bark pattern. At waymarker post number 9, just to the right, a diorite pit can be seen. These pits, 19 in total, stretch along the ridge and were excavated in the 1900s. These pits were dug to check the quality of stone for road building. All around Nuneaton we can see quarries today that mine diorite. Just to the right of waymarker post number 10 is the play area that was constructed in 2007. This short path then takes us back to the main car park.